May, March 7th, the home of Oscar Nicktoons Sr. Hey, we had a few more questions after listening to your tape yesterday and thought we'd ask you those and then start from 1912. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
after.
Well, you were talking about, in about.
I have to tell you about this trip to Wiseman now from Colfoot.
Okay.
You know, just before we start down fish camp, spring camp. I talk about spring camp a while, huh? But we didn't get down there yet. I forget to tell you about that trip to Wiseman. How you tell now this time? You know, put your ear.
I checked last time. It's okay.
Loud enough, didn't it?
I'm going to hold it closer this time.
Yeah. Because Father take me up. We leave mother and sisters down Colfoot, 11 miles up to Wiseman. But long days, you know, it's a long day. You can travel. Get up there, and before we get there, 3-4 miles, I asked him what that smell was, you know. I could recognize the tobacco cigar smell, but that other, more strong one, I thought. He laughed, he says, just drink. That's what they drink, he says. He called it whiskey. And right now, I wouldn't say, I guess I'll run for it now. Just smell it. But I thought it's something awful, you know. We was raised here with mission school, you know. No liquor around them days. No kind. That's why they built it, I think. Give us that kind of school. Up there we watched them. I never thought they were drinking, you know. At battle school. But this man, our teacher, married. He don't even drink tea or coffee, nothing. Water is a salt. She's not a liquor man. Maybe that's why she married him right off. But I always wondered why you have to come way up here to get married. I thought lots of women out there. You know? Maybe it's just like these books I'm reading. Well, when we get to Wiseman, Father just take me. Between two houses, I didn't know what it was. Too many tall buildings for me, you know. Noisy. That was from that saloon. Everybody having a good time. Took him quite a while before he come back. He found the doctor, though. That's what he went first, you know. Got his tooth pulled. And after that, doctor gave him a cup full of whiskey, he said. He knew me, he told me. I know what he mean, water or what. But that was whiskey, what he said, you know. He don't feel no more pain now. And we go to a plumber store instead of NC. That plumber I talk about, other store man. We brought one moose tongue. Show it to plumber. He said, yeah. Me take him. He speak pidgin English. That's the only way our people could understand, I guess. He could pound a tea, that's what I see. Nothing much. Tobacco and matches, I think. And we start back down again. When I get home, I had lots of stories for Mama and sister, you know. But I wouldn't know their names, them people. Sister know lots of them, because she lived up that way before, among white people. And she learned quite a bit of battle school that first years. I don't know how many years they've been schooling there, you know. Just that one year I remember because I got in after New Year part. Lots of fun in weekends. Lots of Eskimo children, you know, all bigger than me. Go up in that bluff, if you look at it, you see how out of place they slide down without getting hurt.
Oh,
yeah. Up battles, old battles. This one would be easy for them. Up there it's rocky, you know, sharp rocks. In weekends, anyway, no school in 2 days, you see. But this. Mrs.
What other games did you play?
Other what?
Games. Besides sliding down, how else?
I don't know what else they got. They got football all the time. We got our own kind of game, football. Not like you people. Never cared, got a kick, that's all the time.
What kind of football?
They make it handmade. They make them.
What's it look like?
About this big. But it can bounce. That's what young women could play. When each one of them got ball, they can play, see how long it can roll it. And kick it up again without losing it, you know. It's got game. Seeing as they go, see how far the distance they kick that ball, roll it down there. But he knew we were running out of wood. That's right.
Chair, okay?
So when we didn't stay very long at Colford River thawing, you know. The sun too hot. So we'll go down where we can get fish or ducks. But about all what they was around there. I didn't see no moose or no caribou track, nothing.
What was your favorite kind of food those days?
We liked fish more. I was raised mostly with fish, rabbits and things like that. Not much of that big game around here at that time. There's some further away, all right, not here, I mean, you see. But we always hunt rabbits after we get down here with bow and arrow, not rifle.
Very easy to shoot them with bow and arrow?
Yeah.
You could get them every time, huh?
We could live on it, yeah. Good for ducks, rats and ducks. It's easier with canoe. You get a little weighted than with canoe. But walking is different. You have to walk slow to get to close to spruce hen or rabbit, you know.
How did you make your bow and arrow?
Meets out of these birch or willows, spruce trees for arrow. They're lighter, strong, easier to whittle too, I think. Just, no matter how good willow is, you know, you can't split it straight. So it gets like this, it wouldn't go very good on it. Sliding over your finger, you know. That I have to slide over here while you hold the bow. These bow and arrows around here, you've seen them, I guess. They make them outside, though, right now. I see some hunter across there got one right now. I don't know for what kind of game. the bow look long, though. Longer than us, you know, ours. We make our bow so you can cross it over like this from canoe. But outdoor shooting, we hold it this way, different position next. See, you will move down at how many miles before we camp that first day. Not too far from Colbert, we could see there. Under the Rouge Mountain, they call up there. Just about across from Porcupine, the mining camp Porcupine right now. A fellow by the name Miscuvich got claims up there. Own all the creek, I think. People, pipeline, Gadini, built cabins all over. They had to go through his ground, I think. That road. Andy Miscuvich. I don't know how many kids he got. He's friend to us, he hired people for me. No more right now. After a while, Papa's walk ahead, look for a good place for camp, you know. So we moved again. That's the last time we used sled. Snowshoes. Snow melting fast. It must be late that time. Because we up to the river, ice breaking up already, you know. You watch it over 10 someplace, break up, yeah. We find good camp, and he hunt every day, not much to catch. Good thing we had a little flower or something like that. I think it's what we live on. Till we make portage down to what they call Pat Yates. This old roadhouse there in this creek. That creek produced lots of fish. That's where we went to. Over there. Started to get lots of fish and dry some for the road. For us to bring down, you know. From there we walk further down, I don't know how many more miles, over the canyon. Peek out, look. My sister knows that river somehow. She said from there we can float with raft, log raft. Wood rap, we call it, you know. So we get down, camp. Before we go to bed, they could put in enough logs one time. My sister worked like man, you know, she's strong. They carried them out, ready to tie it up. Next day, they got a few more, that's all, and we. He tied a raft up wood, put little oars in it, start floating down. That's one thing I was glad to learn. You could read the river from way up there. You know how much close to the bank or far out you want to travel, you know. And he showed me how to keep that stern. Stern is wide. Up there is narrow where we paddle from. When we come to North Park, he said we land in there. Then he hunt again. Lots of lakes in there. More than when we was up further up towards mountains. Lakes there with ducks, stay too far out. Further down we go, we come to more game, more rabbits. See, one more day from here to Battles, I don't know how you know we could make it floating. That current is not too fast. So, soon we come out to another river, it's Battles anyway. It's John River now. We've passed that and go a little way, watch, you see. Close to the bank. Eskimo town is down lower end. They call it Kovac Town. That's where Eskimos live in the winter, you know. Some people, a fellow by the name Raleigh Jim from Kovac, he built his own house, good building. He knew how to work. And he was from wealthy people, you know, his dad. Could go down, cut the view every summer, bring up lots of oil and stuff for trading.
What kind of oil did
you
do?
Oil, seal oil and uruk and whale. Them days they could make them down Kutterview. Lots of hunters then. Not like right now. You can't get oil now. No. We get to Bells, we come to people, like the Bastions, you know. After spring camp, you know, they go up, spin their rat skins or something, I don't know. They buy food for the summer, fish twine. They have to knit their own nets them days. But long before that, me and mother used to get willow bark, you know, willow bark. She cut it down there and she started, and she let me out and get it off. She would go way up sometimes. That's the way she wanted them. We take the top off, start to split that inside. Just like sinew. I wish I got a picture of that. We got some handmade one someplace. What she spin, you know. But it's out of this white man cloth. But that's the kind, that's the way she made nets years ago. Not only her, all the wounds that could work. But she was stores bring twine, they make easier fishnet and they don't, they want the rot mix. Not like that willow thing, you know. Willow thing is strong.
Do you have any of those nets around now?
Yeah. We'll rest there. Mm-hmm.